This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time to start our broadcast week here on GCN, Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on robertscottbell.com and archives available all over the world. But just come on over, sign up for email alerts, and we'll get you plugged in to all the best that health, freedom, and healing liberty has to offer you. This hour, I've got a special guest, a dear friend, one of the health freedom heroes of America, Diane Miller. And those of you who are new to the show and new to Diane, the organization National Health Freedom Action, National Health Freedom Coalition. We've got links in the show notes talking about the efforts at establishing a lane for freedom in health care in America. Not necessarily at the federal level where it's hard to do much, but at the state level where we do have a little bit more options as far as, the people of the state go, you know what, we want to be able to see a naturopath, a homeopath, an herbalist, and not have those people looked on as potential felons or criminals simply because they're not medical doctors. And by the way, they don't need to be licensed. Oh my gosh, really? But everybody will die if nobody's licensed. Isn't that the case, right? That's what we were taught? Well, it turns out that's not necessarily the case because licensed physicians, medical doctors, as you know them, even DOs, are the third leading cause of death in America. Not me saying it because I'm a homeopath. It's just in the peer-reviewed medical literature. It's not disputable. What is disputable is that we need licensure to protect the public. What we need are qualified people that are not pretending to be something that they're not and that actually utilize methods, systems, energies, education that doesn't involve poisoning people. And the concept of poisoning people back to health, if that's what you think is your path to go on, knock yourself out. I'm not going to stand in your way. Neither will Diane Miller. But Diane's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Diane, how are you?
It's great to be here, Robert. It's always good to see your hear your energy. It's just amazing. Thank you for being there for liberty and freedom in the healthcare arena. That's just wonderful. You said it perfectly.
It's like breathing, and you know, Diane, because you like to breathe freely and you don't put a mask on. And, of course, you get funny looks in the stores. They announce, as you were telling me before, who went to air, oh, look out, there's somebody here without a mask. Everybody, double mask, quick, quick. It's like amazing how quickly we become a nation of sheep and cowards, although I would argue and have argued that it's 150-plus years in the making with the idea that Pasteur's germ theory is actually how and why we get sick. And if it were the case, we should all be dead because we got more germs in us than we have human or mammalian cells.
Right. You know, that's kind of where I came into the health freedom movement. I personally was very sick and then got well and then became an attorney. And then one of the first cases I came on was somebody that was healing from unconventional means and got prosecuted criminally. So there are a lot of ways to get well other than, drugs and surgery. So that's kind of my entrance into this.
Diane, I didn't know that growing up. It took me 24 years of living on planet Earth in America to learn of the word homeopathy, right? I never even heard it. And then when I did, I was like so astonished as I began to research it. I was like, my gosh, this was a mainstay of American medicine for much of its history. And how did they erase it? How did they rewrite history?
Right.
How is it possible? If people don't realize how much of the present and the future is controlled or written by erasing and rewriting the past.
Right. Yeah, I remember when I first came upon homeopathy. I was about 30 and had issues myself and my kids. And I have a chemistry degree and immunology background. And that's what I did with my, you know, I was in regular research in college. And then, you know, I'm looking at this dilution. These are dilutions. That's very interesting. But you're saying that it has more energy the more it's diluted. Now, that is a concept. And I was, like, very gun-shy at first. But the first time I used it, it was, like, immediately a symptom went away that I had had for 15 years. And it was so amazing. I just couldn't believe it. So that's kind of the beginning. The homeopathy is where I one of the most powerful experiences I had when I was young.
Well, and that, for me, was a dramatic experience at 24 when I met a homeopathic doctor who had immigrated from Europe to America and looked at me within minutes and said, "Your liver's toxic." I'm like, "What?" Never once did a doctor tell me that. Of course, all the antibiotics I've been on, they didn't even offer me probiotics, or my mom or dad, you know, as a kid. And I thought, okay, this is intriguing. And this guy had more energy than me. I was in my 20s. He was in his 60s. And a guy was on death's door in his 40s. So I was like, okay, this guy's got something to say. I better pay attention. And then I began to utilize homeopathy. And within a couple of weeks, I had dramatic symptom relief without allopathic toxic medicines and inhalers and other things I was on. And I thought, okay, this kind of makes sense. I remember learning about the liver in high school, for goodness sake. And so it started me on a journey that I didn't know I would be on, other than knowing since I was little that I would grow up to be a doctor. But the only doctors I had as images or to look up to were medical, including some in my family. So it was a real awakening later in my young life. And that's when I began to say, my gosh, if I didn't know this existed, what else was I lied to about? What else was omitted from history? And I really did a deep dive search on a lot of topics, which, you know, leads me to my 22nd year in broadcast healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right. Just wonderful. And you're sharing all that information. It took me 10 years, even after I knew about homeopathy and I could deal with bacterial infections or whatever was going on with my system, I had no idea that the mercury in my mouth was causing it. You know, it just took, you know, these layers of detoxing that I've gone through over the years in order to, I'm more healthy now than I was, you know, when I was 30. And just that path to healing with different avenues is profound if you're willing to take it. But, so there's lots of ways to healing. And right now we're in this place in the country and the world where it's calling people forward to say, am I going to look at other options to protect myself from something I'm afraid of? Even if, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of, if somebody thinks they're afraid, what will they turn to? And I think for me, it's been shocking to me to see the numbers and the numbers of people that are not open to turning to other options in the face of this narrative that's going on. So that's, I really want to support people in looking at healing as a broader picture. And I think that's why we work on the Safe Harbor Practitioner Bill so much, because these homeopaths, naturopaths, Qigong, meditation, herbalists all have such great wisdom to share with the world, and to think of them as criminals is just wrong. And so I think that they're great compliments. They're great supporters of healing in everybody's life. And even if people go a conventional route, they can be a good practitioner to have. So I'm very committed to passing laws in every state to make them protected. And there's 11 states now that are protected. We've been working for 20 years on this.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with my good friend Diane Miller. Over the years, had her on many times, although it's never enough, Diane, honestly. You're so busy with the National Health Freedom Action as well, working for health rights in America. And for those of you who, again, are new to Diane, we connected many years ago in the health freedom movement when I had read about this amazing thing that happened in Minnesota, right? And what happened? They put this wrestler, actor guy, and he became governor. That was weird, okay? and he was neither a right-wing Republican nor a left-wing Democrat. He was like something you never seen in politics at that governor level. And that was at the time Diane, as an attorney and a health freedom advocate, began working on what became known as safe harbor acts or provisions in state law that would carve out a place for non-medical health care providers. Again, they were not suddenly granted or bestowed licenses. In fact, it was never the intent nor desire to have licenses for those folks. They just wanted to be able to be an option for the people of the state to go to when people said, you know what, I don't need a medical. I feel like I there's other things I would like to explore. And it was a miraculous event that Ventura was governor at the time, because I don't know that a traditional Republican or Democrat would have signed the bill into law, would have fought it. And he said, you know, I guess this makes kind of sense. I'm signing it in. And the legislator in Minnesota, and you were the first, if I'm not mistaken, first state in the nation to have a safe harbor provision pass into law. And now you said 11 states. But what a journey.
Yeah, it's been a real journey. So I came into it because I was helping represent a farmer who had been charged criminally with practicing medicine without a license because he was giving colostrum from his dairy farmer cows to people that wanted to boost their immune system. One of his clients was former Congressman Berkeley Bedell from Iowa, and Berkeley got better with the help of this farmer. And then they came after the farmer to put him in jail. And I was asked to help the lead attorney, Calvin Johnson, on the case, and because I had a medical background. And I did not believe it. I went, no, what law would put a farmer in jail for, what are you talking about? And I had, you know, gone to law school. I had never heard about, I mean, we had colostrum on our farm when I was a kid. I thought, what could be wrong with giving colostrum to people? My mom always gave it to women who had childbirth and needed extra, you know. So I was shocked to read the law that said anybody who does a healing act needs a medical license. I mean, I was like, what?
Perhaps a little even outrage. I mean, you talk about the energy it generated in your life's work and mission to do what you do today. You had to say, there's major injustice here. I will not stand for that. And you
my God. It was like a bolt from God. I mean, I just felt like, okay, this is why I went to law school.
Exactly. These are the backstories, folks, by the way, that are just so precious to understand how people become warriors for really good and worthy causes, like standing up for the freedom to heal. For those of you who feel like, you know what, that should be my choice, my body, my choice. You've heard that. Yeah, it's about this, too. So we'll be back with more of our discussion with Diane Miller. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Is your state next on the list to get a health freedom provision to allow natural healers to be there and not be considered criminals? We'll be back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking with Diane Miller, we've got links again in the show notes to make it easier for you to follow along or catch it later if you're hearing the archived version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's robertscottbell.com. The one website we're going to let you know about right now, nationalhealthfreedomaction.org. And if you can't remember that, don't worry, it's linked up. You can just hyperlink it there and learn about some of the things that we're talking about today with Diane Miller. And, you know, you had mentioned 11 states. I'm curious, you know, at legislative session in the calendar year 2021, we're still early. Some states, like Utah, runs the calendar very quickly, which I like, fewer options to destroy freedom. Then there are other states that run it all year long. So what's going on with health freedom and safe harbor? Which states are on the right on the horizon there that may be coming along?
Well, we had last year, right when this whole thing was happening, we had Wisconsin, we had Safe Harbor Practitioner Bill groups in Wisconsin and in Massachusetts that were headed to the floor. The Wisconsin bill had already passed the Assembly and was headed to the Senate floor. Massachusetts had already passed the Joint House and Senate Committee. So what happened was that the legislature just basically stopped, and they stopped all the bills. So this year, they have agreed, the sponsors to those bills agreed to take them up from the beginning again. So Wisconsin and Massachusetts now have bill numbers, and Wisconsin's moving towards the Senate floor. We had a Senate hearing that I was able to go and testify at for the Wisconsin group working there. And then Massachusetts has not had a hearing yet, but they have a lot of co-sponsors. Everybody's been just excited about their bills. So they've got lots of great co-sponsors going on their bills. And so we hope that Wisconsin and Massachusetts can make it through as priority bills for this session. And
then good momentum in those two states then. I mean, that's a good sign. Yeah. So And I know there are other states where these things take a little longer to get there, though.
We've actually had legislators that have called us for language this year. So Connecticut has a bill now. Legislator Ferraro, Representative Ferraro, put a bill in. North Dakota put a bill in. Iowa put a bill in. Utah wants to, and Florida wants to. We're having weekly meetings with Oregon, and they have their bill draft all the way through legislative council already. So we have like these 8 or 9 states that we're tracking very closely right now for practitioner exemption bills. So we're excited about that.
Well, momentum is building, in other words. And this, despite the COVID shutdown of the last year, you know, you think that some might overreact and say, well, there shall be no holistic medicine because people, some, you know, we talked about a parallel track, and let me add that because, yeah, a lot of people I've been disappointed in that are maybe holistically inclined or so we thought have just bowed down to the fear. They're wearing masks. They're getting experimental injections. It's like, and I hear from a lot of people that are disappointed. It's like, I can't believe so-and-so is doing this. Don't they know better, right? At the same time, every time there's a scare, whether it be considered viral or infectious in some way, we do see a massive influx in investment in natural health options. Right. Companies that produce silver hydrosol suddenly like they can't keep up with demand. So there's a parallel track of people that are holistically oriented. I don't know if it's just the same people that are just buying more or if new people are also coming on board. But you're right. The concern I have is this fear overwhelming the electorate, the body politic, that it will make a one size fits all, you know, permanently enshrined into law that we'll all have to either get vaccinated or have no freedom at all. As we've talked about vaccine passports on the show over many years, the warning that this might be coming.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that what I've noticed at the hearing in Wisconsin was that our bill was considered quite bipartisan. Although the legislature is Republican in both houses and the governor is Democrat, when we talked about and talked to the legislators and they asked questions during the testimony, they were very supportive of people having options. And they said, we use them ourselves. And, you know, why shouldn't people be able to do this? And so that reception was really good. It was probably even better than last year. So I think people are looking, maybe more people are looking for things to support themselves in just in case there isn't a magic bullet for them.
Right. Well, and it's been unprecedented in the last year, too. Attacks on medical doctors, for instance, whether they be in the allopathic realm as doctors or nurses even, if they had any inkling of experience that they wanted to share about success in treating what's called COVID-19, with even drugs or a combination of drugs and supplements. They were just pilloried and censored and then derided and denigrated and attacked. So when we come back from this break, the medical people aren't our enemies. They are our allies when we talk about defending their freedom as well. We'll be back. Diane Miller's here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The White House's members of the media will be allowed access to facilities that are being used to house unaccompanied minors along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday. More than 100,000 illegal border crossings were recorded in February, officials tell the Epoch Times. There's been a sharp increase since President Biden rolled back security measures implemented during the Trump administration. Former President Donald Trump says he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon, telling Fox that in his view, the situation will get worse, his visit likely in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News. Three people have been bitten by sharks along Florida's east coast over the past week.
All three survived as the black-tipped sharks were making their annual migration from as far north as New York to south of the Miami-Dade County line in search for warmer waters. Dr. Stephen Kajura, a professor of biology sciences at Florida Atlantic University, tells us as many as 15,000 sharks can be counted in the water.
We have a lot of sharks here. We have a lot of, spring breakers in the water, but we tend to have relatively few bites on people overall. Now, this last week has been an exception.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More tugboats are headed to Egypt's Soyuz Canal to help free a massive container ship that has been wedged across the waterway for nearly a week. Some shippers have been diverting their boats due to uncertainty over how long it may take to open up the canal as salvage teams work to dislodge the ship. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, one of the most important discussions we ever have here is about, you know, fundamental principles. Do we believe in freedom or not? We can disagree, and certainly there are plenty of things to disagree about on this planet, much less in America, and including, of course, health care and medicine. On and on it goes. I don't think we'll ever all agree, because that's just not how we're created. We all have unique talents and attributes and beliefs and experiences. But if we find something in common, I think it would be the freedom to heal, the freedom to choose the path in healing, or even suppression of symptoms, if you want. Those are the drug or allopathic approaches. Diane Miller has been working hard for many years with the National Health Freedom Coalition and National Health Freedom Action on ways to carve out that freedom, defend the freedom that has been lost in some sense for natural health care providers to take care of those who want to engage freely of their services. And that's what we call the safe harbor provisions. And we mentioned 11 states and more perhaps coming on board. Two different ones, Wisconsin, Massachusetts may be ahead of the others that are on board. But I think eventually this will be obvious that that's the way we got to go. As I've said, our best path forward is not tyranny, pharmaceutical or otherwise, especially, but freedom, the freedom to choose our path. And Diane, again, so grateful for you and your efforts and your willingness to take the time and work with states and state coalitions that are trying to get these safe harbor provisions and more to manifest here. And since you've been down this road so many times, if anybody's out there listening for the first time and not sure what to do in their state, we'll have pathways to reach out. In fact, we've got an email we can let you know about as well. So, Diane, again, thanks so much.
You're welcome. It's been quite a journey. And one of the things I've been doing, although most of my time in the last 20 years has been working with groups in states that want to make changes in their laws, so we have a lot of consultations by phone. I have traveled a lot until this past year. But most of my time has been working on this issue and then broadening it into, you know, international issues and federal issues and just kind of being present to the health freedom conversation and starting projects. But one of the things I didn't have a lot of time to do was write about what I was doing. And so in the last couple of years, I've been able to write down my story. I wrote down the story of the farmer case in Minnesota that started me on this. And then I wrote down how the Minnesota team went to the Capitol without any knowledge about lobbying or anything. And we learned how to lobby and we learned how to draft laws and we worked to get that bill passed. And as the national work progressed over the last 15 years, I came up with principles of health freedom and the United States Health Congress has adopted those principles. And so in a couple few weeks, I'll call you, Robert, and I'll let you know I'm going to publish that book.
And we are definitely going to be getting that out to the world and want that to everybody have access to that.
I'm really excited about it. And I'm not, you know, an author of 20 books. I'm an author of a book for 20 years.
Yes, yes. Principles of health freedom. Again, when I talk about my history, it's like discovering that we are being distracted by things that are not principled or not principles, right? Fundamentally, how to, you know, heal, for instance. And we dance around arguments of how to suppress, which is not necessarily healing, and it's a different argument. And if you control the narrative, then never do we get to the things that are really important for people to bring about the healing that we may secretly or overtly desire. Certainly I did. And that's why I love sharing those principles with anybody who will listen and getting together with folks like yourself that believe and live them as well and are living examples for what can be accomplished despite the naysayers and big pharma, big media, and big government when they say, oh, that can't happen. But the reality is, as you point out, many people in the legislative bodies on the state level in particular are willing to acknowledge that they also are fans of natural-type therapies, integrative medicines, and things, and they use them and avail themselves of it. So it isn't ultimately a hard sell. It's just, man, who's got them in their pocket? You know, it's a lobbying game and a relationship game.
Yes. You know, and it's not really as much about promoting natural health to me. It's about promoting the concept of who's in charge of you. And when I think of somebody making a jab into your skin against your will, that to me is plain old wrong. And so the role of government in our lives is what's on the line here. It's not really what you're going to choose in the end, because I'm really supportive of natural health. I mean, that's how I do my life. But it's really about who do you think should make that decision for your body? And I'm like, we have fundamental inalienable rights as humans to have a body. And that's what we have responsibility for. And I think that the concept that somebody else is in charge of your decisions. Somebody else can tell you what to do and force you with police power and put you in jail if you don't do it. That to me is a scary situation in terms of what we ended up having for a government. I mean, it's the opposite of why we established our government.
Well, and so strategically, Diane, if I may just add in this idea that, you know, we are trying to find places where we align and agree, even if we disagree with other methods for health care healing. We are not trying to abolish freedom and choice. We're trying to establish that choice should be the people's and not the government's. And that is a winning argument and strategy, although there are some obstinates that have been basically purchased, if you will, or captured by the money of the pharmaceutical industry. So there is challenge and obstacle, even though we think everybody would go, yeah, I align with that, Diane. But you've seen some obstacles for people that are just, they're not willing to change. But there are enough that are, I think, 11 states and climbing that are going to come on board with this freedom message.
Yes. When I think of how the taking away of the freedoms in general are happening right now in our world, and how the people themselves, regular people, your neighbors, your people in your town, are the actual enforcers. The way that it's set up is that the people have given up the concept of freedom. They've let it go. And so I think it's American vision is going to survive. The people have to understand that they're not just fighting for their health, they're fighting for their freedom.
Mm.
So those terms are intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have health, you're going to be dead anyway, you know, right? So
right.
It's like freedom and health are completely intertwined in terms of your experience as a human.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes even the courts side with this position. I remember, and we have a link to the nationalhealthfreedomaction.org, a little article about something that happened back in September of 2020. We covered on this show a judge in, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, district court, U.S., issued an opinion declaring unconstitutional the Pennsylvania executive orders on restrictions on gatherings and closing non-life-sustaining businesses and directing Pennsylvanians to stay at home. Many states have had to deal with the what we call unconstitutional power grabs of the executive branch on behalf of, I would call it a pharmaceutical, if you will, or a medical agenda to limit freedom. And you know, we've seen the results of that maybe worse than what they claim was the initial problem that they reacted or overreacted to.
Right, right. Yes, our organization really supports, just like you, the concept of a person's responsibility and freedom to do with what they want with their bodies, and that choice is a part of the human experience and can't be taken away. A human right like that can't be taken away by a government for any reason, emergency or no emergency. It's your body. And that's what's on the line right now. And I think that the people that are in the safe harbor practitioner, the holistic people, the way that they approach healing itself, they don't depend on the government's incentives for
right.
What they do. They're talking to the person about their life, about their eating habits, about their natural lifestyle, and they're not looking for usually a product that is has interface with government programs.
Right, right. You know? And we're trying to carve out that lane of freedom once again. It's weird that we have to do that as Americans, but people around the world, some, weirdly enough, outside of America, have more freedom to utilize natural substances for health care, even within their government-sanctioned systems. But I'm not even looking for that. I just want the freedom to access that which I believe is right for me and my family and afford everybody the same freedom. In this time, another thing is this concept of the right to refuse. And I think about this when they say something's an emergency and suddenly the Constitution is suspended and you don't have a right to your bodily integrity. They want to make experimental injections available through emergency use authorizations a fundamental requirement. And they say, well, it's not a requirement, but if you don't get it, you can't, and fill in the blanks. How many freedoms do you lose if you don't participate in medical experimentations into your own body? So I think this is another movement we need to look into, the right to say, no, you can't put that in my body and limit my freedom if I don't.
Right. There are many, many bills coming forward across the United States. Our attorneys are doing capital watch research every day to collect the bills for freedom. And the freedom bills that are coming forward are people requesting that their fundamental right to make their own health care decisions are protected. And so not only will they protect their practitioners, they'll protect their supplements, they'll protect their organic food. You know, lots of different bills are coming forward where citizens are actually rising up and saying, I want this protected, by the way. And by the way, I want this protected. And I don't want a corporation to be able to coerce me into doing something. And I noticed that there was a bill in Vermont that just passed, very recently, within maybe the last 48 hours, that said that if a corporation helps the government get compliance for the government orders properly, they will get 3 times the amount of revenue from the government.
Wow. And not only that, $1.5 billion has now been basically directed toward propagandizing Americans to get an experimental injection and to target anybody who would say that's not a good idea. We're dealing with a crazy time.
To hire corporations to make people comply with laws.
This is beyond
like fascism.
Stand by, Diane. We got to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up this hour with Diane Miller, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show. Show notes are up, and all the links are there. A hyperlink to make it easier for you to find the discussion that we're having here. There are reference points how you can participate in defense of your freedom to heal by any mechanism or method that you want to avail yourself of, and how to protect yourself from overt acts of government or government owned now by corporations against that freedom of bodily integrity and autonomy. Diane Miller has been helping out for many, many years now, and continuing to lead the charge, or at least facilitate others taking on the task that she started so many years ago. And I'm encouraged by things. At the same time, we can't go to sleep on and think, well, we've achieved it because more people are now vaccine aware and concerned about adverse events. There's still a lot of threats to the freedom to say, no, I don't think you're putting that in my body.
You know, I'd like to tell your listeners just how we spend our time day to day is mostly responding to regular citizens. So if you're in a state and you see that you want to have a law that protects your freedom in some way, whether it's a practitioner's safe harbor, herbalist law, or energy healer law, or whatever it is, When we get calls like that, we ask them to get a little group together, three or four people, and then we start meeting with them, and then their group grows, and we, you know, weekly meet with them, our attorneys meet with them to walk them through how to change laws. What do you have to do? What do you have to know? Because a lot of citizens have never tried to change a law. And we spend a lot of our time helping people draft laws, learn about the laws in their state, what the legislative process is like, how to testify, you know, how to set up their organization. And I think that that's being in the trenches right there at the legislative, state legislative, helping people. Then once they learn, they jump into other issues that they, you know, if they're successful, then they're still there and they see other things that are going on. And they become active citizens in terms of laws. And I think that's one of the things people don't realize, that that's what we do. We don't get paid hourly by the citizens. We get paid from our organization, National Health Freedom, and we provide these free services to regular citizens so that they can learn how to change laws in their state and protect their freedom.
If there was ever a reason to give support to an organization, that would be it, because you can reach out. It's amazing. Diane has spent time with people I know that, you know, lawyers were charged thousands of dollars to do so, but because there's support for the organization, and if you haven't considered donating, by all means, there are links as well at robertscottbell.com to get you there. Also, for outreach, for, you know, people that want to work on safe harbor, or let's say people want to work on the right to refuse. I see an email here for right to refuse. It says right to refuse altogether at protonmail.com, right to refuse at protonmail.com if you want to work on that in your state and get help. But what about if people want to work on safe harbor in their state? Is there a different email to use?
Yes, info at nationalhealthfreedomaction.org.
Okay, info at nationalhealthfreedomaction.org.
Yes.
All right, I'm writing it down for everybody, too.org, healthfreedomaction.org. So, again, I want folks to follow up on this. This is not just for your entertainment, although I hope you found our discussion entertaining and engaging. It is for me. But there are things that we can and must do and not wait for somebody else to do. And there may already be people doing it, and they need your help. And maybe you can give a little in one way or another, but maybe you want to actively engage and start learning what's already been done, so you don't have to, you know, reinvent the proverbial wheel, and you'll be more efficient in getting accomplished some of the things that, you know, 11 states now it took taking years to do, and maybe you could accelerate that timeline, Diane.
Right, it'd be so great. We could keep 10 attorneys busy all the time if we had them, and we only have two.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you know, there's just a lot to be done in our country, and mm-hmm. and we have to do it to protect our freedoms, or we.
Are we losing
our country anymore?
Yeah. Diane, are you planning to be at the Health Freedom Expo October 2nd and 3rd in Illinois with us this year?
I sure hope so. Yes, okay. I sure hope so. Yes.
Well, we pray that the country keeps opening up and so we can be together again and high-five and hug each other.
That'll be so cool. I'm looking forward to it.
That will be amazing. So, folks, again, links are up in the show notes. I would ask you to really investigate, share the link, sign up for email alerts from the National Health Freedom Action so that you know what needs help and attention. If you value your health and the health of your children and grandchildren, whether they're here yet or not, or great-grandchildren, we got a lot of work to do still, and Diane Miller's been leading the charge for a lot of years, and we're grateful for you, Diane. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Robert. It's wonderful to be with you, and
yes.
Thank you for your great work communicating to the world.
And remember, y'all, the truth is the power to heal ultimately is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.